Flint residents and the people assisting them have a new high-tech tool to navigate the city's water emergency. Empower Flint is the name of a new app for mobile devices that offers usable information for anyone impacted by the water crisis. It's a collaboration involving MSU's Communication Arts and Sciences and WKAR. Yesterday, Current State's Mark Bayshore caught up with two people involved in the creation of the app. Brian Wynn is an associate professor in the Department of Media and Information at MSU's College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences. Susie Elkins is the station manager of WKAR-TV. Mark first asked Susie Elkins how the idea for the Flint Water app took shape.
Essentially, I was looking around and seeing all of the amazing work that was happening on campus. All the colleges were mobilizing and getting content together and figuring out ways to be useful in Flint. And I just got to thinking about what we could do as a public media organization to be useful to the residents of Flint. And I decided to touch base with Cami Silk in the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences and Brian Wynn and talk to them about creating an app that would pull in all of the information that all of these partners on campus and in the community we're creating and make it easy to put it at the fingertips of the residents in Flint.
Brian Wynn, you designed the app. You seem to have stressed really practical information, nuts and bolts type information. What do you consider the app's most useful features?
Well, I think that is the most useful feature is, you know, from the point of view of a resident in Flint that's dealing with this crisis, what information do they need to have at their fingertips? So we broke it into information about water, information about food, information about health, pet information, because they're a valuable member of your family as well.
Right.
And, information about the community as a whole. How do we, raise the community up to address this challenge? And of course, a section on news, just so you're up to date. You know, one of the features that I think is most important with the app is that we can literally push information out to them. So, a website you have to go visit, but with an app on your phone, we have the ability to push out a notification if there is something very pressing.
Susie, tell us more about WKAR's role in this.
Well, Cami and I have really worked together to reach out to MSU Extension and the College of Human Medicine and researchers on the ground in Flint and ask them what they're doing, what's most needed. And we really worked with Brian then to make sure that all of the buttons on the app were actually going to connect them to the information they most needed.
You've got a find operation that's especially practical, Brian. What exactly does it help you find?
Yeah, so being that this is on a mobile device that most likely has a GPS, you can, basically find sources of water, the free bottled water at the water stations. You could find filters, free filters, cartridges for those filters. You could find sources of food that helps battle the effects of lead poisoning and that sort of thing.
Susie, you alluded to the app being tested. How was it tested exactly?
Well, we went to Flint and we had a room full of residents there and we put the prototypes on our phones and we gave them to them to click around and test it out. And some of the feedback that we got, we came right back and told Brian and he incorporated it into it. But it was interesting to us to hear what they had to say about it. And, for instance, I didn't know if they still needed information about where to go get water. But what they loved about the app was they know where their water station is, how close it is to their home. But a lot of the residents are helping the elderly. They're helping other neighbors or friends. And so they said, oh, this is great. If I'm at my friend's grandmother's house, it will map to the closest one to her and I can tell her where to go. So, they're using it in ways, we hoped they would use it in ways that worked best for them. So they're going to tell us what their needs are and they're the ones that are going to come up with the solutions for their community. But this is just a tool that they can use to help do that.
Download the app at empowerflint.org. Brian Wynn is an associate professor of media and information at MSU's College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences. Susie Elkins is station manager of WKAR-TV. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.